Ed Schoenberg grew up in the farmhouse just beyond the field we're standing in off Highway 120 in Walworth County. In fact, the 49-year-old has spent his entire life here. For many of those years, he worked 12-hour days, just like his father and grandfather did, tending the dairy herd.
And then, I'm trying to think, it would have been probably like 2002, three. Then we started the transition to organic.
And so what brought that about?
Get more money, make more money.
Today, Schoenberg continues to farm organically, but there is not a cow to be found. He sold the animals a few years ago. Now he sells the organic crops that used to sustain his cows when they were not grazing on grass.
I was growing wheat and barley.
We're surrounded by countless swirling rows of wheat that Schoenberg planted last month, just bits of green life right now. We circled behind the old milking barn. Last season, wheat grew here. In spring, soybeans will go in. That's part of the organic model, eliminating the need for chemical treatment by rotating crops.
Soybeans put nitrogen in the ground because they're, what's the technical? Nitrogen fixation. So that's why we run soybeans 1 year and then wheat. And wheat is grass, so it actually needs nitrogen.
Schoenberg says he has no problem finding a market for his wheat. A company in Virginia gobbles it up to produce organic cattle feed.
You know, at first they were talking, oh, this isn't going to affect the organic. The people will still buy organic. Well, it hit it really hard, you know. But I'm hoping now that the conventional prices have come back, would like to think it's going to push the organic up some.
As for his soybeans,
they go over to Super Soy over here in Broadhead by Janesville. They make soybean meal.
When Schoenberg sold his soybean crop last month, he fetched $16.50 a bushel. That's about $5 more per bushel than he would have gotten from a conventional crop, and despite the drag of a floundering economy. It was not financial gain that led Deirdre Birmingham to create her organically managed apple orchard in Iowa County.
I think everybody should have access to organically grown foods. I think it's better for the environment. It's better for our human health.
Over the last 4 years, Birmingham has hand-planted baby apple trees. So far, 1,200 of them are growing on her gently rolling acres.
So we planted our trees on the contour there.
So that's ideal for trees, is that?
Well, a sloping is good because you want cold air to drain away to help prevent frost, the early season frost.
Then there are such jobs as gauging moisture conditions in the orchard and trapping and monitoring insect populations.
Starting up and running your orchard, mm-hmm. Does it cost you more than a normal orchard?
It can cost more for some of the trial and error. Because there are some things I may have to figure out myself that university research can't necessarily help with because they're more oriented towards, conventional growers. In fact, in organic apple production, it's not a no spray or a low spray situation, as some people might think. I'm using natural materials that biodegrade quickly. And so I might have to spray even more often.
In order for this orchard or any organic farm to be certified, they must operate under a specific set of standards and be inspected every year. Birmingham's passion for organic stretches beyond her dream of producing sought-after hard apple cider. She's also president of a national group called the Organic Farming Research Foundation, a farmer-driven advocacy group.
The federal government was not funding organic farming research, so we started a small grants program 20 years ago and then also started a policy program to get the USDA to fund organic farming.
Is that now happening?
Yes. Now they're, we've had a research, the USDA has had a research program for, I believe, 4 years, maybe going on five now.
Birmingham calls the grants a start. In Wisconsin, the state agriculture department assigned Laura Payne the job of helping to promote organic farming. She says infrastructure would help existing and future farms to extend the value of their harvest.
There's been some discussion about developing some processing capacity for organic vegetable producers, for example, to not necessarily put their product into a can or something like that, but in order to sell to restaurants and that sort of thing, you might need to wash and bag lettuce, for example.
Despite lagging resources, Payne says over the last 5 years in Wisconsin, the number of organic farms increased by 30%. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.